This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, my friends, beware the ides of the Robert Scott Bell Show as we take on the GMO bad guys in just a moment, but cranking it up today. Oh, actually, normally, Super Don, we don't normally have Captain Morgan on with us today, but it's an unusual week because I'm traveling this week, and I thought, you know, let's bring it on.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, why
not? It's Tuesday.
We don't know. Hey, you know, it doesn't matter what day it is. As we say, the actual information doesn't really expire. Stuff is good long after whatever expiration dating we don't have on it. So thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Captain Morgan put up the notes. Also, we got a cool article from our friend Stephen Hewer today that links up as well on clearing the arteries without surgery. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we did. Also, Dr. David Kennedy from the IAOMT will talk fluoride mercury. And who knows what else besides my garden. Are you guys getting sick of me talking about growing plants at home?
I'm glad that you have a hobby, but you might need to diversify at some point.
What diversification are you talking about? I mean, it's enough. There's lots of microbes in the soil.
I think she means you need to start, you know, growing some other things, like maybe like some hemp or something.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. You want me busted before it's legal, quote-unquote, even though it's lawful in the eyes of God, in my opinion, to grow that plant. But that's another story for another day. I know we all have to choose our battles, pick our battles, and that's why I don't criticize anybody for following their bliss, whatever it might be, even if it's not my bliss. So glad y'all are here. We do have actually a comment of the day just came through as we kick off the show today. This is from Carrie. She also shares my last name, not related, I don't think, but she says, 6 years of listening, love all the information. Your team is the best. Love, and I agree, the team is the best. Super Don, Captain Morgan, to say just only good things about them. Then she says, love Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays. Selenium, vitamin K. What happened to Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays? What's wrong with those?
Those are the not up to par shows, apparently.
Right. But what is it?
Going to give us a complex here.
Right. Oh, Dr. Batard's on Monday. We got, Wednesday. We got Outside the Box. But what's wrong with Sundays? We got a good show. She loves Sundays, but I don't think we do anything special. We just do our thing, right? Maybe that's why you do your thing. So, anyway. I'm happy about it. It's pretty good comment. Selenium, vitamin K, D, and magnesium are my best friends, she says. Looking forward to meeting you in T.O. Thank you. What do you mean, T.O.? Terrell Owens? What is T.O.?
T.O.
I can't... You know the only
I don't thing, know. What is...
The only thing I can think, Super Don, is T.O. means Toronto, yeah. Because that we know we're going to Toronto for the Total Health Toronto. So that could be, you know, if you're a Torontonian, let me know, confirm if T.O. means Toronto, because I'm just, like, not hip to that. But I'm guessing that's
just
what it is.
Just learned some new Canadian-style slang.
Eh?
Pretty awesome.
Eh? Yeah, we did. Nobody's hosing it here. All right, Morgan. So are we ready to dive into the first story of the day, or do we have any more chit-chat to do? I don't mind.
No, you know,
this is a pretty
big story.
It is. It
I was rather surprised when this came across the wires here. We're about to learn something here about somebody.
Ted Cruz goes all in for Monsanto, insulting tens of millions of health-conscious consumers, Americans, by calling them anti-science zealots. Now, is that something new? I mean, I thought we sort of knew that he was kind of in favor of GMO technology, but what has he done that made it go a little bit deeper in that realm?
Well, he's crossed that line. When you start calling somebody who is concerned about GMOs, maybe in favor of labeling GMOs, when you refer to them as an anti-science zealot, you've crossed the line into skeptic territory. He screwed the pooch on this one. It's the same mistake that people will make when we're talking about vaccination. Mm-hmm. If somebody questions that perhaps maybe vaccinations might be something we need to look into, or maybe we ought to give people a choice, or we can maybe even just alter the schedule a little bit, they become an anti-vaxxer. And this is the same thing. When you're considered an anti-science zealot simply for questioning GMOs, that's it, just questioning GMOs, you have now joined the ranks of the people that we just are not in favor of. I didn't like him to begin with, but this just kind of solidifies it for me. I think it will for a lot of people.
It is interesting to note that there is a bit of cognitive dissonance here, because on one level, he claims to be a pious Christian man. And again, who am I to judge? That's not my point in bringing it up, except to say, wait a second. If my understanding of the Bible is semi-okay, and I don't claim to be a scholar in that realm, I just find that altering the genetics, the genetic integrity of creation, and I'm not talking about, you know, over generations of plants breeding certain traits. I'm talking about injecting, you know, dissecting, pulling genes from one species and putting them into another. Somehow to me that seems like a little bit in violation of principles of honoring creation. And Morgan, am I wrong on this?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the whole GMO thing is kind of like plastic surgery on your food, right? I mean, shouldn't I have the choice whether or not I want to eat food that's been, as you said, chopped and dissected? I mean, if they made some type of mandate that all women had to go out and get boob jobs, there might be some complaints, but the problem with GMOs is that...
That was an interesting analogy. Man,
I didn't know they slipped that one into Obamacare. That's interesting.
I mean, people would have a problem with that, right? But if
not,
you
all
start genetically altering your
most people, not everybody.
All right. I guess, I mean, and this is what we had Rachel Parent on over the weekend, and that's her point too. And she confronted the CEO of Monsanto on that pointed question. If you know you're so high on your own technology here, why are you fighting so desperately to make sure no one knows it's in the food that they're eating? I think that's a very important point to bring up.
Whatever happened to the truth will set you free, and truth in advertising. If it's so great, people will embrace it.
The truth.
Well, we're talking about truth in politics, and that doesn't seem to exist very much.
I think the truth will
damage
their market share.
Believes anything that these guys say at this point. They're all just talking heads for their political campaign people.
Right. Well, Captain Morgan, are you not willing to comment on the what would I call it? The biblical, just my interpretation of it. But the idea that man out creates God seems to be offensive for those if you have a deeply held religious conviction in the Judeo-Christian religion. This to me seems like Ted Cruz wants it both ways. You know, be a pious religious man at the same time, embrace and endorse an affront to nature and nature's God.
Well, I don't think that there's anything pious about him whatsoever. But from a biblical perspective, I do agree that trying to keep things as natural, as close to the way that it was originally created, can only be better for us. So I think the further and further we stray from that, whether it's GMOs or, you know, the chemicals that we've used to alter things, then we do have to deal with repercussions and consequences. Like, God gives you the free will to do it, but then you have to deal with the results.
Yeah. Mike Adams just really went deep today on his article about this. That's what's kind of stimulated our discussion here. And I appreciate, Morgan, your candid comments there as well. That's what I was kind of looking to have a perspective on. And if we look at that anti-science zealotry that we're being accused of here, and many of our friends and listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show are, We got another follow-up on this story, I believe also from Natural News. Headline, Gene Editing with No Boundaries, now aggressively pursued by China. So will Ted Cruz now say how wonderful the Chinese are because they're not anti-science zealots? They're willing to alter plants, animals, and even soldiers all to become genetically engineered?
Ted Cruz sides with China. Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
have the Chinese ever been the poster children for happy and creative individuals? They're still throwing themselves out of the Apple factories, aren't they?
Well, and I mean, this is also coming from the country that puts, you know, like lead in children's toys and melamine, and so they don't really have real high standards when it comes to, health. I mean, you look at the air quality and stuff over there in the factories and the stuff. So that's
they
just
do not
doesn't
value
seem to be
individual human well-being over there.
Yeah.
Not something emulated.
Well, exactly. This is a kind of interesting perspective. And listen, whoever you vote for or don't vote for on one level is not my concern. I want you to lead the life that is as free as you can be. But the freedom that these politicians, whether they claim to be for freedom or not, are violating is, like you said, Morgan, the freedom to know what's in your food. I mean, that seems to be fundamental. The defense of the pro-GMO zealots and their willingness and desire to hide their ingredients from the public.
Right.
It's so telling that they don't believe in their own product, or they don't believe that we're smart enough. That's the other thing. If it comes from an elitist perspective, they say, well, the general public can't be relied upon to really discern this because this is science and they don't know science. That's another wonderful thing. And that's why I believe Donald Trump is making such a ruckus, because he's calling out these elitists. Now, somebody might say he's an authoritarian, but point to me one politician who isn't exhibiting authoritarian traits or hasn't in the 20th century, besides maybe Ron Paul and a few others like him.
Right.
Anyway, good questions. I don't know if we have all the answers, but we got about a minute left before our break, and then we're going to bring David Kennedy on from the IOMT. And then
what, the who and the what now?
The who and the what?
E-I-E-I-O.
All right, listen. There's a running gag this week with my guests from the IAOMT, and I'm just going to let you ride with it because I don't say what it is correctly anytime the whole week, and you're going to, but I get the spirit of what the organization is. I get that right, but you're going to hear it from David Kennedy coming up in just a moment. But if you want to know about it, go to the IAOMT.org. It's linked up, thanks to Captain Morgan, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So we got that and a whole lot more. Thanks, guys, for opening us up during the week here. We got a lot more to do, and then we're heading to the Cal Jam, California Jam, and that's this coming weekend, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Folks, check it out. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I told y'all I'd be doing some really good interviews at the IAOMT conference in Orlando. You know that's the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. A rock star in this realm, friend of mine for many years, Dr. David Kennedy, DDS. He's been at it for a long time, talking about fluoride, mercury, etc., and he's one of the good guys. And David, it's so good to see you again.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we can share this information with the public.
I don't know how it was. The IAMT actually invited me to be here this year, so some word might have finally gotten out. I'm okay.
I think we know you're telling the truth, and we like to have people do that.
Yes, and I like to be around folks that do that, and you do that so well. Obviously, in the realm of dentistry. We've talked about it as the world's most dangerous profession because it adopted mercury as some kind of safe substance, yet the rest of the world knows it's not. And, of course, we can go further than that, but you've been at this for so long. It's just amazing still as good of the works that the IAOMT has done, there's still a lot of folks around the world that still don't get it.
They don't get it, and every dental school in the United States teaches its use. And the reason they do that is because they are accredited by a trade association that used to have a patent on it. You know, they make money from their seal of approval. They're not an independent. No trade association approves engineering studies. You don't get a trade association approving the laws of physics. So when you have a trade association, they look at money. And
yeah.
Money determines their recommendations, and that's not the way we should educate our dentists, our physicians, and it's a tragedy to the American people because it's completely distorted the education. It's not education. It's indoctrination. They basically teach them incorrect dogma and then refuse to discuss it. If you ask a question in dental school, they won't answer. Your students
well,
are bothering us.
Dr. Kennedy, we had an interview just last week. Nice young lady going to nursing school, and she actually asked pointed questions about their procedure to convince people to get vaccinated. because they were being told to lie to them that they could lose their welfare, or, you know, these poor people that were in a hospital setting. And she asked the question. She got kicked out of school.
Well, you know, that's kind of resistance to change. And the public is not tolerating that, but we need to fix that. That's not right. There was a special on TV where the investigative reporter at KXYZ TV went in and interviewed the university there and said, is there any mercury vaccines? And we don't have any mercury vaccines. And they said, how about the flu vaccine? Well, yeah, there is mercury in the flu vaccine. And they said, how about the Rogam, what they give the Rh-negative mother? Well, yeah, there is there. And so you lied to me earlier when you said there was no mercury. That's what they're teaching them to do, to us. I think that's a crime.
It is a crime. And so it's not unique to as I mentioned, the dental profession. The nursing profession has it. The medical profession in general, since the Flexner Report of 1910, established the monopoly on education and the focus on petrochemicals. So we're having to undo, you know, over 100 years, maybe more.
And you know, and the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology is in the forefront of that. But, you know, we only have, you know, a limited number of members. And what the Academy needs to do is to grow. Why? The Academy uses science to make decisions about health care, not phony baloney science that's cooked up by somebody that's got something to sell, but, you know, real science where you can show the result is reproducible. Mm-hmm. Other people can find these things out, and every major study that's ever examined the mercury coming out of fillings and its impact on humans has found harm if they looked carefully. And that the NIDR did a horribly unethical study on in New England and also in Portugal, where they put mercury fillings in the children's teeth and they divided them into group A and B, and they said C, no problem. Well, when you got a case control study, why would you say A and B? And that when the data was available through the public information, what they found was they had children with amalgams in their controls. So move those kids out. And they had children that had no mercury fillings in the test group. So they moved them over to the controls. And they had children with one filling, two fillings, three fillings, 20 fillings, 30 fillings. And when you took the data and spread it out by how many fillings they had, they showed a dose-dependent response to damage to the kidney and other organs, such as the intellect. So why did they do a phony baloney study? Because they want to keep using the material. Who buys that material? That would be the Army, Navy, Air Force, VA, Public Health Service, Indian Service. And what about the children? Are they going to fix them? Well, they're young adults now, and
they haven't been fixed?
No.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. We're here at the IAOMT. Dr. David Kennedy is my guest this hour, and we've got a lot more healing to go, and I'm just pleased to be here. We're going to talk some of the science as well as some protocols and more after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Back at it here at the International Academy of Oral Metal Toxicology, IAOMT.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com with Dr. David Kennedy. And Dr. Kennedy, you were talking about the way they were analyzing the safety versus dangers potentially of amalgams. Really no control groups. I've seen this with the vaccines as well, where they test one vaccine against another with like the aluminum adjuvant still in it. So there's no true placebo control in it. So they can manipulate data and convince you that, it's not any different, right?
It is phony. It's manipulation.
Complete manipulation. And then, you know, we look at the studies showing amalgams. You said dose-dependent response damage to kidneys. Now, here at IAOMT, there are docs, PhD-level scientists, coming here to learn and teach based on the scientific literature, based on the experiments that are being done legitimately, say, we are concerned about this. We don't have economic conflicts of interest with the sellers or buyers of the amalgam, so we can look at this honestly. And, it's shocking. We've been at this for years. You've been at this for longer than I have. still it's shocking when people first learn, my gosh, I have a toxic metal in my mouth. They said it was safe.
Well, they're still saying it's safe. The profession. They lie, like we were talking at the beginning of the segment, they lie to the public. They say, the mercury's locked in the tooth. No, it's not. Watch my video, Smoking Teeth. It comes out all the time. See all the dentists blogging underneath. They say, that couldn't possibly be mercury because it's rising. Well, we heated the darn thing, and the smoke from China comes over carrying mercury out of coal, so it's
can't
the hot
possibly
air goes
rise,
up.
Right? By the way, is Smoking Teeth, is that available on your YouTube page?
That is. My YouTube page is David Kennedy DDS.
David Kennedy DDS, and that's right to YouTube. We'll make sure that's linked up in the show notes as well so people can plug into that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Because that has almost 1 million hits, and that's one site. It's on 200 sites. So people are getting the word. Back to Casa Pia in Portugal, the NIDCR, the division of the NIH, funded this study at millions and millions of dollars to go in and put mercury fillings in Portuguese orphans.
Okay.
They did not tell them they were going to be looking for brain damage. The only place that mercury appeared in the entire informed consent was in the list of tests that they were going to do on the children. And they said, you get free dental care. Wonderful. And that the Office of Human Research Protocol said that was unethical, that you can't do a prospective study.
Yeah.
And not even tell the people that we're looking to see how badly it damages your brain and kidneys. One of the lead authors on the study was Woods. And after the data was available to other people, Woods himself went out and published research showing that the CPOX-positive children were harmed. And why didn't we follow the law and go in and fix that? We can fix that by using the IMT protocols for safe amalgam removal. We can take those fillings out safely, and those children can begin to heal. They're just getting worse at this time, while the NIDR says, we're not responsible. It's not our problem. Yada, yada, yada. We need to, the public needs to stand up and say, fix it.
Yeah.
You injured children, you need to fix it. You are a bad person to do that and fix it.
That's a sad irony here is that they put this stuff in, claim that it doesn't harm, though the scientific evidence shows that it clearly harms, and then they say, well, it's up, good luck here, you got to pay for it. So many people are devastated that I've dealt with for years with mercury toxicity. As a homeopath, I recognized it in my own body and had to work hard to pull, not only safely pull out the amalgams that I had four, which is less than a lot of people, but then I had to find a way to pay for it myself. There's no insurance that covers this. They pretty much still deny that kind of procedure as an unnecessary elective procedure.
That's true, but even the informed consent, the one in English said any injury would be corrected by the NIDCR, and that in the Portuguese version, which the little orphans are supposed to read,
yeah,
170 of them were signed by one person. So don't be an orphan.
Wow.
But it said in Portuguese that the orphan would be responsible. What kind of human experiment puts the victim
right
as the responsible party?
Much less, how can an orphan be a responsible party to any contract?
Yeah.
At that age. That's ridiculous. So, all right, these are the crazy things we're dealing with here. Now, looking at remediation, there's also lawsuits happening against the FDA. Now, there's a lot of things hitting that are, trying new strategies. How do we stop this thing from happening? And then they claim, the poor people won't be able to get dental care if we can't keep putting mercury in their mouth.
What that is called is fear-mongering, is that I stopped using mercury in 1980. So if I don't have to use mercury since 1980, then nobody else does. And that the dentistry that I was able to do was better by far than to put a mercury filling in a tooth, you got to drill a big hole. That weakens the tooth 75%. Anybody ever broken tooth? Mm-hmm. Well, the filling, how the mercury goes up in the summer? Well, the filling gets bigger when you have a hot cup of coffee. It gets smaller if you eat a little iced tea, and
right,
gets bigger if you have a little. And so that breaks the tooth in time, and then they get to do a crown or whatever. It's the most devastating kind of dentistry that we can do, other than full crowns, please.
Yeah.
The solution to a mercury filling is not a full crown. It's basically take the mercury out safely. Mm-hmm. Your nose has to be protected. A vacuum has to be right next to the tooth, and the full body coverage with a plastic drape so that the stuff doesn't get in your clothes and go home with you.
Right.
And then it goes in the hazmat thing and goes away. And then something inert goes in the hole. I would like to see the NIDCR immediately begin the procedure of training dentists to do the safe amalgam removal, get back to New England, get back to Portugal, and fix those children. They're now young adults. They're 25 now. But the heck, you've got a moral obligation to fix this. And I know, hey, we can stop this instantly. And everybody's listening to this that knows a dental student, a dental assisting student, or a dental hygiene student, that all of the schools in the United States, North America, and Canada received what's called notice. The University of UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, admitted they were trying to use OSHA standards to protect students. I wrote OSHA, and I said, is OSHA meant to protect a student? They said, not unless they're an employee. OSHA is only for employees of an industry, and that the employer is obligated to maintain records of the monitoring of the employee, furnish free protective equipment, monitor the facility, maintain those records for 30 years after that employee leaves. So any dental assistant that's working in an office where mercury is used and they don't have a respirator, hair cover, face cover, spacesuit basically,
yeah, right,
furnished by their employer, can call OSHA anonymously and they will inspect within 2 weeks. I can't do that. I can't do that for them. But they can do it from their own office anonymously, and they will inspect within 2 weeks, and they will look and see if they were given protection. That anybody that's in school can contact the chancellor of the university or the even a dental assisting school and say, I'm concerned. 40% of the women in dentistry are rendered infertile if they're using amalgam. I think that's a tort issue, that if they have a brother-in-law that's a lawyer, there's a nice job for you. But if you want to have children, you want to make sure that your employer does not expose you to excessive mercury. And you can do that by contacting OSHA. If you're in school, OSHA doesn't apply to the school. So technically, the schools cannot use dental amalgam, because every time you mix, pack, carve, polish, manipulate that stuff in any way, the level of mercury goes up enormously. And the letter from UCLA found that it actually exceeded the permissible exposure limit. There is a limit that is considered immediately hazardous to health. Mm. One student that they measured, they only measured one student as far as I know, exceeded that level. And what did they do? They blamed the student. And I asked OSHA if they had to tell OSHA if they did, and they said no. But what they have to do is they have to give a letter to every employee that was present, and include in that letter their business plan to never, ever let it happen again.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. So the students are really in big-time risk. Even, I mean, we're talking here in 2016. How many years have you been at this?
Well, I was the guy that was supposed to clean up the United States Navy Training Center in San Diego in 1971, and I have to apologize. We were trying to get the clinics down to 100. It was a mess. The stuff was rolling around on the floor. I opened a drawer, the cabinet would tip over because so much loose mercury in there. And we had a trailer that we'd pull up to the ship when it came into port working on tea. We couldn't get that trailer. We stripped the trailer and couldn't get the mercury level down below 100. It's immediately hazardous to health. Anybody walked in there, they were exposed to mercury at an enormous level.
Did you ever think that there'd be a time also where we would now go into most every house and in office and that the bulbs would be mercury vapor bulbs?
That's another form of insanity.
Isn't it?
California made Home Depot include a mercury disposal facility, but, you know,
They're not doing it that way. There's not a Home Depot or Lowe's in the nation that when they break one of those bulbs, it does anything. They should be calling hazmat teams.
Exactly. A long time ago in the scientific literature is a baby that nearly died. It came home from the hospital and it was called a fail to prosper.
Yeah.
And that they managed to figure out that baby was sleeping on a couch where a thermometer had been broken, and that baby was nearly killed by a broken thermometer in an old couch.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's insidious. And that mercury doesn't leave your body. It'll be there in 27 years is the half-life in the brain.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
Well, we've got to do some proactive steps. Part of it is, you know, communicating like you do, like we do here, and get it out on radio. Also, you know, getting folks plugged into places like the IAOMT to learn about how or who knows how to do this safely. I mean, this is a good organization. If you want to kind of assess a dentist to say, are you a member? Do you attend? Are you aware of these things? Are there other places you want to check for your dentist?
Yes, but I'm going to explain what the IMT is trying to do. We're trying to make sure that you get a dentist that is trained. And so if you go on the website, www.iaomt.org, that you go there and you look under a state or your area code on your phone or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and the people on the top are what are called accredited. That means that they've proven in two cases presented, like oral examinations,
right.
You know, questions from other...
So their methodology is sound?
They're following our recommended protocols, which are published in the scientific literature. We know how to take it out without exposing you to mercury, that the accredited members have passed that exam. A lot of unaccredited members are good at it. They just haven't taken the exam yet. So,
right.
But I would tell everybody who wants to get the mercury fillings out, either get an accredited or at least a SMART, a safe amalgam removal.
Right.
They're on the top of the webpage, and those are the people that really know and have been trained how to do it safely. And if you don't find one, go to another one and ask them, are they following the protocol?
Good.
If they are, fine. It's not that rocket science. It's,
basic steps.
I do it. It's not rocket science.
Basic stuff. Dr. David Kennedy, so much appreciate all your work. It's good to see you again.
Glad to be here, and thank you for sharing this with your listeners.
You got it. Check out the links are up, including to his YouTube channel, and we've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we've now entered the bonus round with Dr. David Kennedy. I asked him to stay another segment because we didn't even touch on the issue of fluoride. And, you know, we didn't bring up Flint, Michigan either with all the toxic lead and other things because they probably fluoridate that, all the chemicals, the acids that eat away at it. But this is a big issue. It's in the news a lot now. And yet, people are still fluoridating water supplies.
And it's insane. Aaron Brockovich told them to stop fluoridating 2 years before the debacle with the lead came out, but they're linked. Is it the silicone? They don't put fluoride in the water. They put hydrofluosilicic acid, silicone fluoride, which is a magnet for lead. It sucks it into the bodies of children. The Roger Masters, with over 450 data points on individuals, 450,000, I'm sorry, extra zeros there, half a million people, showed that if there's silicone fluoride in the water supply, your blood level of lead doubles. And all other issues considered, such as, you know, your the variables. And if you happen to have darker skin, Hispanic or African American, that the levels were between fourfold and sixfold higher. So Flint does fluoridate their water, and they got cheap. They said the water was acid. Well, if you're putting hydrofluosilicic acid in, does that make the water more acid?
Yes.
And so that's not the only reason why Flint had bad water. Mm-hmm. Cleveland has more children poisoned with lead, and it fluoridates its water. So there is no reason to swallow fluoride. If fluoride works at all, it works topically. It's like sunblock. You don't rub it on your, you know, drink the bottle.
But even so, we know of other ways to address.
It doesn't even work that good.
Yeah.
Iodine does a better job of stopping tooth decay. You can stop tooth decay with ozone. These things are safe. They're not going to hurt anybody. So why are we using the toxic substances? Because they got huge amounts of hydrofluosilicic acid to get rid of from the phosphate fertilizer mining industries in China,
Mexico, and
Florida.
Yeah.
It's about money, not about children's health. And so people are naive and they believe fluoride is good. Mm-hmm. Well, good for whom? It grossly overdoses a baby. The one of the highest paid fluoride lobbyists, when asked a specific question, knowing he's on camera and I'm going to sue him if he lies, answers truthfully. It's called, on my website, it said, fluoridation advocate admits poisoning babies. Because if you mix up baby formula with fluoridated tap water, that baby gets 175 times more fluoride than breast milk. And that it exceeds the dose that it will harm that baby. So we need to let the public, let the industry of managing our cities, that, and that's what they are, they're managing our cities. They need to know that we're not tolerant of their misbehavior. And by allowing fluoride to appear in the water supply, damaging children, causing blood levels to increase, mottling of the teeth, discolorations of the teeth, so that the dentists get to put laminates and veneers and polish those teeth off and try and bleach them, they need to stop doing that. 41% of the children nationwide, and that's not separating them out by fluoridated versus non-fluoridated communities. Every major city except Portland and Spokane and Wichita, Kansas, have been attacked by the government program to put silico fluoride in our water supply. It's a gift of our water supply to the phosphate fertilizer industry. It has got nothing to do with teeth.
No, nothing at all. It's, you know, we've got a waste product. We would have to pay to remove it. It would be very expensive for us. Hey, why don't we convince them to buy it from us, use it in water, use it in toothpaste, use it in many ways. And it's a brilliant but evil strategy.
It
for business.
It is evil.
Yeah, it really is. So if we're talking to communities that still have their defenders, because there's still doctors out there that with a straight face will tell you fluoride is good, it's fine, and you're a conspiracy wacko for even saying it isn't.
Yeah, and so so that's in PR, that's called denigrate the source.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a scientist. I'm a retired dentist. I don't get any pay for this. And so they try to shut the opposition down by calling us names.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Norfolk, Nebraska when Michael Weasley was there, and he called all the audience fluorophobes. And little old lady gets up and she said, "Well, I was just interested in this issue, and I came here. I didn't come here to be insulted. I don't know why you think you're going to win the day by insulting the people that have come to this forum."
Wow. She saw through
it. Shut him down.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Well, Dr. David Kennedy, again, all the work that you do is not going for naught. It's really having an impact out there. And I want all of y'all out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, check out his YouTube channel, David Kennedy DDS. And everybody check out IAOMT.org. You will learn a lot. You will connect with good people that are trained, whether they be in the dental profession or there are a lot of physicians of other stripes here as well. They're learning the good stuff to help undo the damage.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, that's it for now anyway. Remember, folks, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.